Simon and Schuster Audio presents When I Come Home Again by Caroline Scott. Read by Chris Harper. Chapter 1. He shuts the door on the wind. Stepping into the absolute stillness of the cathedral is like entering a different atmosphere, and he breathes in the smell of damp stone and burning beeswax. He puts a hand through his hair. He feels all tugged out of shape by the wind and blinks in the dim light. This place is all space and distorted sound. For a moment, it is full of the rush of his own breath, the whole great height of the cathedral echoing with the rhythm of his own breathing, an almighty stone ribcage. But then it is just the whisper of other people's prayers and the whistle of the east wind around the door, and the echo falls from his ears like a dropped seashell. A movement drags his eyes up, a flicker at the top of the pillars. There's a bird trapped inside the building, and he turns then as he watches it streak between light and shadow. It flits between the arches and lunges at the vaulted ceiling. He moves down the nave, following its fluttering progress above, until it soars up the height of the tower, up the great tapering trunks of stone, and into the sudden brightness of the lantern windows. 20 feet up, 50 feet, 100 feet now, and more. He spins, and it dizzies him. Gazing up at this circling height is like looking down a well, and his knees feel unsteady. The stone cross spirals above with pigeon wings all around it. Trapped within the height of stone, there is something both miraculous and distressing about the bird's flight, and he feels for the creature as it lurches at the glass of the windows, its confinement, its confusion. The noise of the wings, amplified by the architecture, is brittle and fragile. The bird hurtles and loses height. How many times has it already plunged up the tower, lunged at the light, and failed? How many more times before its strength gives out and it just keeps on falling? He wants to look away, wants to sit down and steady himself, but can't take his eyes from it. He only becomes aware of the woman's presence when he hears her getting to...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?